To get an idea of how much momentum, it helps to look at a little history behind this plan. Lawmakers have proposed for years to get rid of the automatic gas tax increase. The plan had a public hearing earlier this session and was essentially dead after being defeated in committee. That was a month ago. Since then, the measure's sponsor threatened to force the issue and bring it up for a vote in the full Senate. The idea gained traction among the party's base. Both GOP gubernatorial candidates publicly endorsed the plan. It was enough to prompt Republican Majority Leader Dale Schultz to schedule the bill for debate on the Senate floor, even though he told the press he planned to vote against it. That was Monday.
But you know what? We have the privilege and the right before we come here to change our mind.
And that's exactly what Schultz did by the time the Senate voted on this plan Tuesday. So did other senators, enough so that a vote expected to be close ended up lopsided instead. All but one Republican supported the plan, along with three Democrats. Those who want the tax overturned say it's created a burden on residents who need relief from high fuel prices. Since it was first indexed to the cost of living in 1985, it's doubled and now stands at roughly 33 cents per gallon. That makes it one of the highest gas taxes in the country. West Allis GOP sponsor Tom Reynolds thinks the public finds that offensive.
Keep in mind, when we are voting, who are we voting for? Are we voting for the special interest? Are we voting for our own self-interest? Or are we voting for the interest of our constituents?
The argument for keeping the automatic increase in place is that it's been essential to maintaining Wisconsin's roadways and bridges. Schofield Democrat Russ Decker is a big believer in using transportation projects to bolster economic development. He's convinced that removing this automatic tax increase will result in road projects being delayed and road builders being let go.
What this bill will do will remove the basic funding for our infrastructure in the state and create layoffs. There is no getting around it that this is a jobs killer that would create layoffs in the state.
If the automatic increase is repealed next year, it would cost the state a little more than $5 million in the current budget. It would cut about $3 million from a fund for environmental cleanup. The Doyle administration estimates it would cost the state around $80 million in the next budget. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach thinks current law does a good job at making sure important road projects are taken care of, no matter where they're located. Erpenbach says a smaller pool of transportation money will force lawmakers to scrap for road projects. He says rural districts will be hurt, not to mention those represented by legislators in the minority party.
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be partisan. It's certainly going to be political for those of you up in vulnerable seats that can go either way. You think you're going to get a transportation project in an election year? Uh-uh.
Others think that's a false argument. Milwaukee Democrat Tim Carpenter says there's fat to cut in Wisconsin's roads budget, pointing to frequent cost overruns by the Department of Transportation. Nina GOP Senator Mike Ellis says if the state ever does need more money for its roads, there's nothing keeping lawmakers from providing it. All they'd have to do is vote to raise the gas tax, whereas right now, Ellis says they get to duck the tough questions.
Do we stand on our desks and vote aye in favor of a gas tax increase, or no against the gas tax increase, or do we continue to cower under our desks and allow a formula to do the work for us?
The plan now heads to the Wisconsin Assembly, where lawmakers could debate it as early as next week. Governor Jim Doyle has not said whether he'd sign or veto the plan if it passes, but he has questioned whether it's necessary. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.